We're going to shift gears now and talk about smell. You might say it's our least developed sense. I mean, we've got nothing on a dog's nose. But don't discount the power of smell for us humans. After all, an evocative aroma can transport you to just about anywhere in the world. That's something our friend Deepak Singh noticed recently from his perch in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
In India, there's always some kind of smell in the air, and usually it's a strong one. Growing up in Lucknow, I'd wake up to the aroma of cotton wick burning, doused in clarified butter. My mother used it to pray in her little temple. The house would also be filled with the smell of boiling rice, fried bread, and turmeric oozing out of a pressure cooker. When I got out of the house, I'd be hit with the fumes of car exhaust. If I happened to enter a government building, the smell of betel nut and tobacco would engulf me. People chew and spit on every landing. On the bus and train, I'd be surrounded by the odor of sweat. And often, I could smell all of the above at the same time. I live in America now, and the smell of the air almost never reminds me of home. Even when I go to an Indian restaurant, the food doesn't smell the same. It's hard to find an authentic Indian scent in America. But the other day, it was hot and humid, and I caught a whiff of something in the air, and it transported me back to India. It was the smell of trucks idling nearby. I stood there and inhaled the fumes for several minutes. I hated the traffic pollution back in India, but I never knew the truck fumes on a humid day could smell so sweet in America.
I had no idea either. That's our friend and writer Deepak Singh having a Proustian moment in Ann Arbor, Michigan.